This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Fermentation has been around for, forever. It's pretty ancient, but it sort of fell by the wayside when folks started freezing and canning. Within the last 5 years or so, and the understanding of how great probiotics are for us, fermenting has kicked into high gear. And with harvest season upon us, I thought I'd touch on the process. All you need is salt, your chosen vegetables, a jar or crock, and perhaps a bit of water. Cabbage and cucumbers are popular for fermenting. While you don't need sterile equipment, you do need to wash your produce well. The acidity level created by fermentation prevents botulism bacteria from forming. Sauerkraut is the easiest to start with. With a medium head of cabbage and a tablespoon of salt, you can make 1/4 kraut. I have the exact how-to on gardenbite.com, along with other information. One of the top reasons for fermenting is what it does for your gut, aiding in digestion and intestinal wellness. Another reason is that many say the flavors in fermented vegetables are livelier and more complex. Food scientists know that nutrients not only stay more intact with fermenting than with canning and freezing, they actually increase and are made more accessible for the body to absorb. To start your kraut excursion, remove the outer few leaves of the cabbage, reserving one for later. You want fine, thinly sliced leaves. Toss the cabbage with a tablespoon of salt and massage the mixture until it gets moist and reduces by about a third. Cover with a dish towel and let sit for 30 minutes to allow the brine to form. Massage for another minute. The whole process takes about 10 days. Check my website for full details on the steps to follow. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.